one. Dun, 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 dun. And you're live.
Welcome, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on WPRN Radio, your spiritual warrior goddess. And this is, this is November 17th, 2017. This is the first time that we've got visual going on. So if you want to see me, get online, because here I am. So I'm going to ignore the camera, at least try to. And if you do watch me, you're going to probably see that I'm very animated when I do my light work and my hands go all over the place, because usually I'm on radio and nobody sees me. So tonight, we're going to do the curse removal and the energy balancing. I figure with the holidays, everybody could really use another readjustment. And happy Thanksgiving for next week. And we're going to do some light work. I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's going on in the planet. You'll notice that the pedophiles are just popping up all over the place, and it's nice to see it coming up to the surface, and I'm really blown away at all the people that are supporting them, and especially the evangelicals and the Republicans that are saying that they are for the family, but they can actually support a pedophile. Okay, that's not a little sick and twisted, is it? But it's coming up to the surface, and it's very interesting, you know, especially to see how the men are reacting. Some of them are really reacting above board, the ones that have been accused, and they're owning up to what they have done to women. And I have to step back today, I did, and I'm thinking, God, what man hasn't really said some snide remark or really done something in a very negative way toward women, toward a woman? Now, they may not have necessarily have taken it all the way to where, you know, they've tried to have sex. But come on, man. How many of you guys have been just nasty to women as they walked by and said really nasty remarks about how they looked, and very sexual remarks? And we kind of trained ourselves to either tell you to go F off or ignore you. But it's not acceptable anymore. And when the Republican women, I have to get back to Moore, who's running for the Senate, who's been accused of pedophilia. I'm just going to say the word, you know, they go all around the word, but, you know, the guy's a pedophile. I mean, if you are not allowed to go into a mall or the YWCA for your actions, it doesn't really look very good. Especially when you're known to really love little girls and hang out with them and try to and go out with them. And back then, you know, everybody just took a blind eye and said, yeah, it's a little weird, but oh my God. And now they're going after these women who are speaking out against this man who was very powerful, and they were afraid to speak out because of everything that's going on in Hollywood now and all the truth coming up with Weinstein and all those guys. It's giving women more empowerment to come up, to come out and speak their truth. And I really, Ben Affleck, he was on TV today, and, you know, he owned up for what he did, and he came out and said, we need to support the women. Wow. Thank you, men. So a lot of truth is coming out. Please keep doing the light work, because, you know, it's really icky. And to me, all it's doing is really showing me all the areas and all the people that really, really are stuck at the low bottom of the enlightenment ladder, I'll call it, and really need light and really disconnected to the creator. Because if you really are what you say is a godly person and your family values, how in the world can you be a racist and stick up for a man who's a pedophilia? Yeah, that's a little bit of a disconnection there. So to keep doing the light work that we're doing is helping and giving energy to those that are ready to make that shift. So, you know, we have a lot of work cut out for us, and, you know, it's happening. Things are coming up to the surface. There's transparency. So we have to keep it up, all right? And I really want to say thank you all for tuning in and doing the light work with me. I can't think of a greater service work I could do with my time to help the world and, you know, to have you guys tune in and give energy to. It makes a big difference to the earth, and I'm just grateful. Just very, very grateful. And I'm grateful to the station, UPR and radio, for allowing me and giving me this opportunity to be on air. So you guys go to the YouTube channel, UPRN, and subscribe. Because this is new, the video's new, and I think we need, you know, a few people on there to make things really happen. So anyway, that's out there. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do the curse removal energy balancing first, and then we're going to do some light work. We're going to focus on the water elemental and then do some energy work for the bees, for the Mother Earth. And if I have time, I want to slip Steve Bannon and do some energy work for Steve and do a little bit of abundance work for everybody listening tonight. All right, so let's get started. So for those of you that are going to do the curse removal energy balancing, and for those of you that are watching this, I'm just going to let you know right now that to see myself on video in front of me talking, it's really distracting. So I usually, and even when I'm on just radio, nobody's got visual, I close my eyes when I do my light work so I can really focus, you know, and let the words flow through and I'm not distracted. So if you see me with my eyes closed, and I do allow my hands to go wherever, so I probably, you know, get very animated. And unless you're watching this video, you're not going to see that. Okay, so for those of you that are going to participate in the energy balancing curse removal, I want you to sit down and put your feet flat on the floor and sit up as straight as you can. And the straighter you sit, the more connected you are with the Creator. And I want you to put your hands in your lap, like you're receiving. And start taking gentle breaths. I want you to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. So you're going to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And that energy goes through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. So keep doing that until I tell you to stop. And as you're doing that, I'm going to surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. And I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing. And I'm going to seal you in the pink flame of love. And we're going to call to your teachers, guides, masters, and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine that energy again going into the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So I want you to imagine this incredible healing energy coming down from God, And I want you to imagine it coming into the top of your head, your crown chakra. And as it flows into your crown chakra, imagine it flowing through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain is reconnected to the Creator. And you become these really awakened spiritual beings filled with all these new potentials and new possibilities. And now I want you to allow that energy now to flow out your third eye. And feel the energy flow down even farther and allow it to come out of your throat chakra. Now feel that energy flow out of your heart chakra. And now your solar plexus. And your belly button chakra. And now allow that energy to flow out of your sacral chakra, which is right below your belly button. And now feel that energy flow out of your root chakra. So allow that energy now to flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. And feel that energy flow down your arms and out your hands. And imagine it flowing down your spine. So take one more deep breath. And this time as you exhale, I want you to feel anything dark or negative that's still left in your body being gently released as you exhale. And then breathe normal. So as you're doing that, I call the Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours. Whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion, cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently, like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own, clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as all those elementals are cut from that energy, imagine it being released back to God. And of course, we call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. And they release anything left that they're carrying back to the Creator, and they fill up with more light. And we also command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth and remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, or just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want the stick, pen, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently removed, that's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you, we send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through black magic, witchcraft, or just dark thoughts at your way, we're going to ask them to stop and step forward in the light. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we're going to ask their higher selves and their guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror, then the mirror faces them, and it's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in the bubble of mirror, and the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year, until they do works of good. So I called your higher self, and I'm going to ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health, and that it's manifesting in your body now. And allow all that energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, feel more of yourself. Integrate all this energy. Feel yourself becoming very clear-headed and just pulling back in body and very, very centered. And with every breath now, all this energy is just going to keep centering as we're doing the show and we're doing the light work. So we're going to go right into doing the light work, into doing the light circle. So I want everyone who's going to participate, imagine yourself, you're in this huge stadium. And you've got people to the right, people to the left, and it's filled with people. We're all connected through our heart chakras and the will to do service. Now I want you to feel, and I want you to send your silver cord up from the top of your head so it really connects with the Creator, and feel all that divine energy come pouring down that silver cord into the top of your head and just pour through your body. And now remember, in your mind's eye, you're holding hands with the person on your right and the person on your left, and we're forming all these circles in the stadium. And in the center, we're going to put this huge, 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 huge crystal. Big crystal, though. And it's going to be 100 ton in the center, and the crystals amplifier work. And then we're going to create bubbles of light and put in the energy work that we're going to do. So you're feeling all this high energy flow through you, and you're holding hands, and we're creating all these circles and connected through our heart chakras. Now I want you to direct energy to the person on your right. And as the energy flows around, we call to all the gods and goddesses, past, present, future, the angels, the archangels, all the old ancient cultures responsible for holding light on the planet, the aborigines, the kahunas, the medicine men and women. And we invite them all to add their divine energy into our circle and amplify our work. We call to all the elemental kingdom, air, earth, fire, and water, to add that energy into the circle. And for all those people that are doing prayer work and light work, we're going to ask for permission to add their energy to the light circle we're doing tonight. And now feel that energy flow to the left. And as it flows to the left, the circle is now closed, so only that which is light may enter. We call to the trees and ask the trees to join us and to take the energy and send it into the earth through your branch, through the roots, so she can really feel energized, and out through the branches so everyone can feel this positive energy. We call to all the rock, stones, crystals, minerals, and all the earth keepers and all the crystal grids around Washington, D.C., the crystals in the Smithsonian, all the stones, to lock in to our earth keeper in the center and amplify our work over 100,000 fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridians, stones, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock into our work tonight. And I'm going to ask the Mother, Father, God, please let everyone receive a healing tonight, and that we do not our will, but thy will be done. And so be it. So in your mind's eye, you can release their hands. So we're going to feel, I want you to really stay connected with the Creator and feel that energy flow through you. And I want you to imagine it's going into the center, and we're going to create bubbles of light. And just imagine all this energy just amplifying this bubble of light, and the crystals amplifying and our energy work tonight. And at the end, we just take a deep breath and we release it. So feel yourself reconnect to the Creator and all that energy flow down. And we're going to create a bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put the water elemental and healing all sea life. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. I call to Michael the Archangel and ask that all negative ties that the water elemental has taken on be cut from them, transmuted by the violet flame and filled with so much love that the water elemental reconnects to the Creator. Now let's imagine this beautiful divine healing energy coming up through the earth, flowing in to all waters on the planet. And as we focus on the ocean, we see this healing energy recharging all the plankton, then flowing into the coral reefs. As we send this healing energy into the coral reefs, we ask the Creator to put the spark of life back into all the coral reefs on the planet. We now see all the reefs coming back to life and flourishing. As we send this healing energy through the waters, we see it neutralizing all radiations, poisons, toxins, and all pharmaceutical drugs that are in it. This healing energy is also helping the water circulate, so it's at its perfect divine temperature. We see this healing energy neutralizing all out of balance sound, including all sonar. We trace the sonar energy back to its source and cut the ties to all machines used, the violet flame them to clean them up, angel light energy to heal, fill them up with love. And as we reconnect them to the Creator, we command them to be neutral by breaking down regularly or just stop functioning. Now let's send a peaceful white noise through the oceans and all the waters on the planet. Now let's imagine now all this healing energy surrounding all sea life, and we see them all reconnecting to the Creator so they may fulfill their divine missions and be healthy. We send our special telepathic thoughts to all sea life, dolphins, whales, sharks, mantas, etc., to be guided where the water sanctuaries are to heal and be safe. We see the violet flame blazing through all sea life to help them transmute all chemicals they may have ingested all the way down to the DNA. As all sea life is reconnected to the Creator, we ask the Creator to awaken all sea life's blueprint for perfect health and put it into effect now. Let's put our attention on the Gulf of Florida or any water that has had oil and chemicals spilled in it. And this also includes the rivers anywhere on the planet that's water. We ask the Mother Earth to release lots of microorganisms that are needed to eat up the oil and chemicals that were dumped there. We see people divinely inspired with new thoughts on how to clean up the oil spills. That is very easy to do with no cost involved, using Mother Nature's gift to clean up the mess. We ask that all who live there are filled with lots of strength, courage, and divine inspiration on all the natural ways they need to heal. may they receive all the medicines needed for free, along with all the legal means to take the government and companies responsible for this pollution to court and win. We again call the violet flame through these water areas to transmute all dark energy. The water elemental must mirror. See lots of energy going through the North Atlantic Current to keep it flowing, so it will help our planet keep its perfect temperature. Now, I want you to see thousands and thousands of huge bottles of clean, pristine mineral water that are 10 miles high, 10 miles long, and 10 miles wide, that are inches apart from each other all over the oceans, rivers, the lakes. Inside these bottles of pristine oxygenated water, let's place all the minerals, plankton, kelp, and whatever else the sea life needs to have to survive. See these bottles becoming sanctuaries for all sea life to go to. We now command the water elemental to mirror the bottles of water. We see the ocean clearing up and becoming healthy and vibrant again with an abundance of flourishing, healthy sea life. We ask the angels, divas, and all cosmic beings to clean up all the radiation junk that is floating in the ocean from Fukushima off all shores and sent to a newly created black hole that will take it off our planet now. I call to the goddess of justice to wield your sword to send those that created this mess all the karmic return they deserve now. I ask their karmic return is amplified 100,000-fold. I ask that all their income is taken from them and sent to all the people that have harmed for their health care and replace all incomes and for cleaning up the earth. We see all government officials responsible for all cover-ups receiving their just karmic due now, losing their jobs and going to prison, replaced by a light worker that will be of service to all, compassionate, with high integrity. We see all magic keeping those responsible from being brought to justice, being dissolved, along with all their energy veils of invisibility and protection gone. All right, fill that up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, let's take another deep breath. And again, as you exhale, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put all the bees. So in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. I call to Michael the Archangel and ask that all ties are cut between the bees and all microwave technology, that people become aware that microwave energy is causing the bee colonies to collapse. As they become aware, they choose to use their cell phones less, shutting them off completely. When not in use, they're going back to landlines with the understanding that we need bees to pollinate over 40% of our crops. We surround all the hives in a protective energy shield that keeps out all microwave energy. We send energy to all the bees and ask that their DMT is enhanced as they are reconnected to the Creator. We see these bees becoming more focused and at one with each other as the queen bee is inspired to what she needs to do to hold the colony together as one functioning unit. We send a mild grounding energy to the bees so they become more centered, allowing each worker to do their jobs in harmony with each other. We violet flame all the propolis to clean it up. And as we reconnect this to the Creator, it acts as a protection and antibiotic for the bees. So they become healthier every time they come in contact with it in the hive. We ask Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to all mites the bees have that is making them ill. We violet flame those mites to clean up their energies, reconnecting them to the Creator. Now we command them to be neutral and die off, which allows the bees to become stronger and healthier. We ask that the bees are now inspired to go where there are no GMO crops instead being guided to healthy plants and flowers. We see people now growing more organic herbal gardens for the bees that will enhance their immune system. We see people being inspired to leave out fresh water for the bees and planting red and purple flowers that bees really enjoy the vibrations of. We call the higher selves of all beekeepers, asking that they now practice holistic beekeeping, leaving the bees with enough of their own supply of honey so they can also feed themselves with the fruits of their own labor, not using pesticides on the bees to kill off the mites or any other health issues they have. Instead, growing healthier crops and giving the bees time and trusting that they will develop a natural immunity resistance over the multiple generations with their new organic farming methods that we are now asking the divine to inspire them with. We are now sending energy to the queen bee that will inspire her to hold the hive together in harmony. We are now sending energy to the bee's life force so they become healthy and multiply. Let's give thanks and send out much love to the bees for all they have given us, our plant life and crops, as well as all the byproducts we use, including, you know, beeswax for candles. So imagine all the bees in this bubble, and now just blast the bubble with light and see all the bees being recharged and regenerated and really connecting with the Creator. And fill it up with light and more light. And now let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so again, imagine yourself taking a deep breath and feeling all this high energy flow again through you. And we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, let's put Steve Bannon. We call to Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon's higher self, to help him step forward into the light. And if he chooses not to, which is his free will, we ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness. We surround him in a bubble of mirror that contains his energy with the violet flame added to transmute all of the outbalanced thoughts and plans back to light. This bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until he does works of good. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties Bannon has with Trump, Priebus, Pence, Paul Ryan, Kellyanne Conway, Eric Prince, and his neo-Blackwater mercenary militia, Breitbart News, all Christian white supremacists, the evangelicals, Nazis, and as ties between these beings and groups are cut, we see their agendas falling apart. Now, cut all ties Bannon has to Hitler in trying to manifest the Fourth Reich by force of will or by satanic magic. We remove all protective magic surrounding Bannon. We remove all veils of invisibility that surrounds him so people see him clearly as a Nazi. See all Bannon's plans, magic falling apart now. We cut all ties Bannon has to Elber Park at Pike and manifesting World War III by creating chaos through many directions. See all satanic magic trying to move any of his dark agendas forward, filling with so much light, the plans fall apart. See all federal judges standing up and making clear they will not uphold any illegal immigration law. We send energy to the ACLU for stepping up and defending the civil rights of Muslims and all immigrants. See the spiritual warriors coming out for justice in a nonviolent way with success. Imagine all Nazi swastika symbols reversing. So the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols. We call the violet flame through those symbols to clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. see these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction now. As Bannon tries to misuse the swastika by bringing in chaos, see its reverse, bringing in peace and prosperity to everyone. See all his plans of shock events falling apart and backfiring on him. If this swastika symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse directions and seeing humanity moving forward in light and love. See Christians and evangelicals increasingly waking up to the truth. As people realize they're being played, see them recognize, reorganize to challenge the leaders who are pulling the strings. Let them express divine compassion for all. We also negate all their dark magic directed toward anyone anti-Trump. See all these veils being removed from the masses. See a great awakening of consciousness with everyone, given lots of divine guidance on how to move forward in light. Let's remove all energy veils of magic that Bannon has put over Trump and God, anyone from the Republic or Democratic Party. As these veils are removed from them all, let Trump especially understand that Bannon is not a friend. We also cut ties to all oaths, vows, and all their binds that Bannon and Trump have spoken that binds them to each other and the Nazi Party. We called Ganesha to put up lots of obstacles between Trump and Bannon so they can no longer communicate. Let there be total transparency in all their dealings and their plans. See all of Bannon's plans falling apart on every level. All right, now let's send lots of light energy to the Earth's grids, the morphogenetic grid, the ley lines, domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all the sacred spots on the planet to correct our timeline back to peace and prosperity. Fill it up with light and love and more light and love. And let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put the Mother Earth. So in your mind's eye, see the Mother Earth gently rotating. And we are going to command and really put out into the ethers that Mother Earth is dominant over anything created by Monsanto and companies. Mother Earth is dominant over anything created by Monsanto and companies. Mother Earth is dominant over anything created by Monsanto and companies. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to who created any kind of genetically modified anything on the planet, including all black magicians giving GMO life and energy to everyone working on any kind of any kind of Monsanto facility, including all ETs, reptilians, reptilian hybrids, or humans, from the thought of their GMO lab-created inventions being dominated over all God-created elementals, including our food supply. This also includes whoever first thought of the idea to the money backers, lab scientists, all helpers, techs, secretaries, all the way down to the cleanup crew. See all oaths, vows, wishes, dreams, and any overlays connecting all of the above to each other, being removed from each other now. See this energy between them being dissolved by the violet flame and replaced with the human traits of love, compassion, kindness, and a love for the earth. We ask that all who are trying to take GMO forward to step forward in the light of God and choose to stop, realizing as they reconnect to the Creator what they have done, do all they can to reverse the damage to the earth. If they choose to continue to do harm to the planet, which is their free will, we ask the Creator and their guardian angel to put them in a position of harmlessness. We cut ties to all their money sources and funding, redirecting it to all that are trying to save and help heal the earth. We see everything connected to Monsanto falling apart everything on all levels. Cars, planes, all farm and lab equipment, computers, GMO seed, sand animals, all communication devices, and all world domination plans, all lawsuits. Again, it's any organic farmer. See them all crumble as we speak. Monsanto also being forced out of all government positions and blocked from phoning, lobbying, or donating money to any elected official. See Monsanto being removed from the FDA. See Monsanto not only losing all military government contracts with their private army, but having to disband it. See all countries removing them from their spaces, making them accountable for what they have done. See all countries making Monsanto accountable now. See all countries making Monsanto accountable now. See all countries making Monsanto accountable now. I now call to the Creator, cosmic beings, divas, angels, and all life forms to join as one group to help us recharge all the elementals, earth, air, fire, and water, that creates our mother planet. I call to the crystals on the planet and ask that they now amplify the DMT of all plants and animal forms, allowing everything to reconnect to the Creator. As this happens, see all plants, animals, and all life forms remembering their divine blueprint for perfect health. See Mother Nature remembering that she has dominance on the planet. See all plants becoming stronger as they reconnect to the Creator so no GMO alteration can affect it. See Mother Earth, Mother Nature regaining her strength as we also release her from all traumas she has taken on. Now see Mother Earth taking back the planet. Mother Nature taking back the planet in a gentle, kind, loving way. See her natural God seed blowing out onto all GMO crops and changing the GMO back to its natural state. We see all GMO seed dying out and refusing to grow. We call to the Goddess of Truth to bring up to the surface where all the GMO crops are, so they may be burned down and replanted with God-made seed. We now see everything GMO losing its resistance to Mother Nature and being overjoyed that it now can go back to its natural state. We also send the planet healing energy to all the fault lines that are in stress. We send the violet flame through those areas, transmuting all buildup energy in a gentle, kind way. Or we see the earth gently ratcheting herself in many small movements. We also ask that all earthquake prophecies are neutralized with stronger positive thought forms of calm and peace. Mother Earth is dominant over anything created by Monsanto and companies. Mother Earth is dominant over anything created by Monsanto and companies. Mother Earth is dominant over anything created by Monsanto and companies. We give energy to all organic farmers. May the Creator fill all their hearts' desires, including attorneys who are divinely inspired on how to win against Monsanto. We see all organic farmers being protected and winning against Monsanto, becoming prosperous. Fill it up with light and love and light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. Okay, let's create one more bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, I want to put in all your missions, all your divine purposes. And I want you to go into this bubble of light and all the light workers on the planet. Then I'm going to call the Ganesh, the remover of obstacles, to remove all the obstacles out of your way that's keeping you from being successful and manifesting everything you need for your divine missions and to be comfortable in your life. And you have so much extra abundance that you're now able to share it with everyone else. Fill that one up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so we're again creating another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in Trump and all the white supremacists, the Nazis, the evangelicals that are racist. Anybody who's racist, see them in this bubble of light. We're going to call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to all that dark energy that's keeping them in these really dark spaces. And we're going to ask their higher selves to help them reconnect to the Creator, to become awakened spiritual beings that know better, to not hurt nor harm. And we're going to send a lot of energy to their hearts. And we're going to ask that all their reptilian part of their brain be shut down and their God brain is activated. We're also going to cut ties to all the evangelicals out there that are praying for all the Democrats and all the people that are really good and of light that are standing up against Trump and white racism and pedophiles. Let all their magic be dissolved. And we're going to put each one of those people that are doing that dark work in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them 2 inches from their nose. And we're going to add the violet flame to it to transmute that energy so they have no forward movement. And the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. And for those that are awakening, let this be a very, very joyful experience and let the energy be integrated in a gentle, kind, loving way as they sleep. Fill it up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, one more for the earth. Create another bubble of light, and in this bubble of light, we're going to put in everyone's hopes, wishes, desires, the angels, the elemental kingdom, the gods and goddesses, past, present, future, and see all these beautiful beings being recharged and regenerated. We're going to put our families in this bubble of light, all the people that have had to go through natural disasters in this bubble of light. And we're going to ask that the post-traumatic stress that they're going through is removed and they be divinely inspired on what they need to do to move forward. We're going to call the higher selves of FEMA and anybody else that's responsible for helping Puerto Rico to step forward in the light and do their jobs and send those people what they need. And if they can't, we're going to ask their higher selves to put them in a position of harmlessness and be replaced with a person that can do this job correctly with compassion. All right, fill that up with light and love. And we're going to take a deep breath and release it. Okay, so we're going to close the circle. We're going to do 3 ohms. So take a drink and do 3 ohms with me. Om. 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 Shanti, shanti, shanti. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So thank you guys very much for participating. And oh God, sorry, I forgot to ground. Woo! Feel the earth energy come up your feet. And with every breath, feel more earth energy. And as the earth energy comes up, feel yourself ground, pull back in body, become very, very centered. Now, if you're still high and spacey after the show, please just go put your hands on a tree for 30 seconds and then send all your excess energy into the tree and then ask the tree to send you energy back. If you have the stone hematite, go grab it, hold it, and that's going to ground you. You might want to eat a little bit after the show, take a shower, just, you know, grab hematite or a tree, you need to ground, okay? Next week, now that we've got video, which should be cool, and because it is a holiday weekend, I think I will do a little talk on how to work with rock stones, crystals, minerals, and how to heal with all the different stones, what they do, because now I can show you visual. So this is my Angel Light healing tool, one of them that I use. Really great for pain and stress. And if you can see that big blue stone in there, that's angelite. And I've had that stone get rid of burns and bruises overnight, heal cancers, tumors, cysts, and really, really, really do some amazing things. It really pulls out pain. Anybody can be a healer. I put a lot of crystals in it to amplify the angelite. And if you ever heard of Sai Baba from India, who's really a highly evolved being, he came to us in a dream and literally showed us how to make these. And I also put glow in the dark in it, so they glow in the dark. And in 25 years, I'm the only one that makes these. Ex-husbands don't count, do they? Didn't think so. I like to think I have a Sai Baba God patent on it. So you can see these on my website at www.angelliteom.com. And I also have my books there. You can catch me on YouTube. I also have my own YouTube channel, which all my radio shows do go up on there. But I don't think the video will be going. You're going to have to go to United Public Radio for that. If you want me to talk about a specific rock next week, then you can write me on Facebook or Google Plus or LinkedIn. I'm even on Twitter. I'm a twit. And we'll talk about it next week. So really have a lovely, lovely, lovely holiday. And if you're by yourself, oh, go out and have a good time, for God's sake. You know, it's just another day. And depending on where you are in the world, it's not even a holiday. So, you know, go enjoy nature. Just enjoy yourself. And if you're going to be with family, that's awesome. Then enjoy each other. And on that note, I'm going to say happy trails. Have a great week. And I really, really hope that spirit brings you all your heart's desires. You know, have a safe holiday. And next week, remember, we're going to do a rock show. And with that, we're going to say aloha.
From Beyond the Strange, our weekly feature on spacedoutradio.com, will take you around the world discussing everything from the paranormal to the latest conspiracies from the top guests in their fields. We won't leave any story uncovered. Spaced Out Saturdays at spacedoutradio.com, starting 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern.
The views and opinions expressed by tonight's guest and topic of discussion do not necessarily represent the official policy or position of Spaced Out Radio, Spaced Out Weekend, Spaced Out Radio Limited, its hosts, syndicated carriers, or anyone associated with this broadcast. Would you like to connect with us?